Welcome in here to another week of Who's Gonna Win on KJAN. Our thanks to Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program here throughout the 2022 season. We'll take a look back at how we did here in week number four and then move on to our week five picks. Week number four, we had a couple of five and three weeks and then a 6-2 week. Matt coming out on top of the 6-2 record last week. Both Jim and myself with 5-3 marks and our overall records now. Matt moves out in front by a game at 23-9. I sit at 22-10. Jim at 17-15 here for the year. Here's how it went last week. Our first game was the Cam Cougars. They lost one in close fashion on the road to East Mills, 40-38 the final. The Wolverines got the win. We all were wrong on that one. We were all wrong on the next one as well. Our broadcast game, it was Audubon, 64-30 over Exira EHK as they rolled to that victory. And we all had Exira EHK in that contest, and so we all got that one wrong. Stanton Essex, a 54-6 win over Griswold. We all had the Vikings in that one. It was HSTW, 41-13 over Mount Air. That was a winner for Matt and Jim. I was wrong there with Mount Air. ACGC edged out a 28-26 win over West Central Valley. We all had the Chargers in that one. Red Oak shuts out Shenandoah, 47-0. We all had the Tigers in that one. Harlan, a 49-14 winner over Glenwood. We all had the Cyclones. And then it was Atlantic getting a late touchdown there with just a hair over a minute left in the game to beat Ballard. 15-12, the final, and that was a winner for Matt and myself. Jim had Ballard in that one, so that's how we went there for week number four. We'll come back and take a look at our first two picks here for week number five right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Pepsi or Mountain Dew 24 packs, just $8.88 each. 10-pound bag of Green Giant russet potatoes, only $4.88 each. And Lay's potato chips, just $4 for $8.88. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. Whole New York strip loins, just $7.99 a pound. And boneless pork shoulder roast, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's move into week number five picks. We're going to start off in eight-man District 9 with actually a couple of games there. The first one on the sheet, East Union, is on the road at Griswold. Homecoming week there for the Tigers. Matt, our top prognosticator.
Okay. Yeah, you know it.
You got an objection with that, Jim?
I'm starting.
You're starting?
I'll never get to start if I don't jump in at some point. We always start with the guy who won last week, and that ain't me. So we're going to shake it up this week. I'm going first.
That works.
Unless you shut my microphone off, I'm jumping right in. All right, let's start. We got East Union and Griswold here this week. Well, gosh. Griswold just had too many turnovers and just not enough takeaways to offset some of what they've done. They're very young, and it shows. East Union won big last year and is 4-0 all time against Griswold in those matchups. East Union just has more veteran leadership out there. Griswold's young and kind of learning their way. I don't see it this weekend. I'm going to go with East Union.
All right. It's one for the Eagles. Matt?
I'm going to go with East Union as well. Basically the same things Jim said. I think there's strides being made, but they're all underclassmen right now for Griswold. I think the numbers they had out for the year has been very positive, and they're continuing to keep them out. But East Union this week.
All right. East Union's couple of wins over Lamoni and Murray. This is one I think where Griswold is probably going to be hopefully amped up for. It's a game where you can probably, I think, compete here for a while, but there just hasn't been enough consistency there for the Tigers. There's been enough offensive production on both sides, both running and passing here for East Union with Emmett Long running the quarterback spot. I think they have enough offense to get it done, so I'm going to go with East Union here as well. We're going to stay in that eight-man District 9, and this is a pretty important matchup now here as it's shaken out so far. East Mills goes right down the road. Malvern to Tabor to take on Fremont Mills. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, this is going to be a slugfest, I think. Definitely a couple of rivals here. Like you said, down the road from one another. They've both played Camden here and been close games. Fremont Mills started their season off with a one-point loss to Camden, and East Mills, of course, got the two-point win last week. So, this is very tough, but I am going to give the edge to Fremont Mills' home field advantage on this one.
All right, going with the Knights.
So yes, I'm going to go with the Knights. I like Knights. The colors, so okay. We're going with that.
This is how you pick your NCAA tournament bracket too, right? East Mills has got that big win last week. That was a nice win over Cam. Zach Thornburg has done a lot at the quarterback spot for them. Ryan Stortenbecker has also been kind of a guy that's been all over the field defensively for them. Fremont Mills has started to get things going. I think it took them a little while to get their footing. There was a lot of turnover. Had a new quarterback, had a new head coach to start the year, so that changed some things. Was really impressed with their win over Audubon. I think the issue here, though, is when Fremont Mills has struggled, they've played teams that have been more balanced. And this is an East Mills team that can throw the ball around. And Fremont Mills, what they're good at is stopping the run and then running the ball themselves. So this one poses a big challenge for them. I'm going to give the edge here to the road team. I think East Mills is going to be amped up and use that air attack to edge this one out. Jim.
All right. Well, as has been said, it's kind of a toss-up game. Solid pass game there for East Mills. Solid run game for Fremont Mills. Fremont Mills is 10-1 all time against East Mills. In fact, after they lost the first one, they've won the last 10 in a row. But last year's game was 54-48. They're creeping up on them just a little bit. I hate to do this because it's just handing them an opportunity, but I'm going to leave Matt on a limb here this time around. I'm going to go with the road team. I like East Mills. I was impressed with that win last week, and I don't see any reason why they can't do it again.
All right, couple there for the Wolverines. So that's going to do it for our first two picks here on the sheet. We've got one more eight-man contest to talk about when we come back after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Pepsi or Mountain Dew 24 packs, just $8.88 each. 10-pound bag of Green Giant russet potatoes, only $4.88 each. And Lay's potato chips, just $4 for $8.88. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. Whole New York strip loins, just $7.99 a pound, and boneless pork shoulder roast, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back now to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into another eight-man contest. This time we'll move into District 10, and this is going to be an important district matchup as well. The Audubon Wheelers on the road to take on the Cam Cougars, and this will be our broadcast game tonight as well. Here on the radio, you'll be able to watch it as well through the Student Run broadcast on the Cam Cougar channel. So, tough for ways to check this one out. Shapes up to be a pretty good game. Boy, I was impressed last week. That was a really good win for Audubon over Exira EHK. They finally got everything clicking together. The run game looked really good. Aaron Olson did a great job of finding holes and making some good cuts. And they got Edward Miller, the big tight end, involved a little bit. For Cam, that's a tough one last week against East Mills. They've been in some tough games already here this year, a lot of close ones. The thing that makes this, I think, maybe a touch advantageous here for Cam is, well, number one, that it's at home. But number two, they're a little bit more balanced. They're able to do some things more through the air than Audubon has shown that they've been successful as so far this year. But I think Cam also has seen the recipe of what works against this Wheeler team, too. Where Audubon's really struggled is when teams have lined up and just run it right at them. So I imagine Cam's going to try to do a little bit of that here with Austin Williams and Chase Speaker. Boy, this is going to be an awfully close game. My recency bias after the game last week probably would have had me pick Audubon right away, but some time to look at it, and this is going to be close. But I'm going to give the edge here just because Cam's at home. I'm going to take the Cougars here in a tight one. Jim.
All right. Very good analysis, I think. I was surprised to see Audubon, a team that's had some success this year. They have just one takeaway all year. They just aren't creating the turnovers on the other side. They're not taking the ball away. Cam has taken the ball away 7 times, either through the air or on the ground from their opponents. I was surprised to see that number stick out to me. But, you know, the more I looked down the list, the more I thought, boy, these teams couldn't be any better matched. I mean, and then you look at where we are in the season. We're right square in the middle, and both of these teams are pretty much looking at this game going, well, if we win it, we're in it. Mm-hmm. We're still in it. If we lose it, oh, boy, you know. It's one of those kind of things. So, yeah, I see that neither one of them really kicks a lot of extra points, so it's pretty much two-point conversion time. So I just see that as maybe being a difference in the game. Who's going to make more two-point conversions? They're both going to score. I'm pretty much sure of that. But I don't know. I'm going to go with the home team because they're at home. I hope the homecoming thing isn't too big a distraction and they come out a winner. So I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to go with Cam.
All right. Couple for the Cougars. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Cougars as well. I think their defense is a little bit stronger than what Audubon has. They did have a nice showing last week. They knew to probably zero in on Xavier Uche's quarterback there because everything kind of ran through him. They did a good job of containing him last week and putting a lot of pressure on him. I think you guys kind of alluded to, I think Cam's a pretty disciplined ball club. And you just look at their scores through the seasons thus far, and their defense has kind of been there for them and relied on them. So I'm going to go with the Cougars.
All right, so we'll Cam across the board. Again, that'll be our broadcast game here coming up. We go to now a Class A matchup here in District 7. HSTW off to a red-hot 4-0 start, goes on the road to take on 1-3 Riverside. Jim, who's going to win?
HSTW. Although I think Riverside will play better. I look at this kind of as their matchup a couple of weeks ago against St. Albert. When they play at home, they tend to play up. They play real well there. But HSTW is just, I believe, too strong. They've won 8 of the last 10 against Riverside. That Mount Air win got my attention. That's a pretty impressive win for HSTW. I just think they have too much defense right now. Their defense has been playing very, very well. I like the Vikings.
All right, one for the Vikings. Matt?
Yeah, I like the Vikings as well. I think they're a little more balanced. They can run the ball a little bit more efficiently than what Riverside can do there. So I'm going to go with the Vikings to keep the Chucky doll at home.
Keep the Chucky doll. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Chucky doll.
Yes. Man.
Yeah, big battle there. Yeah, that was a really nice win last week for HSTW. I certainly thought that they could win the game. I just didn't think they were going to be able to blow out Mountain Air like they did. That was a good all-around performance. It's turned into the Sternberg show. You've got Kyle at the quarterback spot, Luke at the running back, and they have both done a really good job in both of those aspects of the game. Riverside, Grady Jepson, when he gets on, Riverside's dangerous. They've got a couple good receivers. They can get Salias going. That'll help them a lot. But I think they make this interesting for a while, but I'm also going to go with HSTW to keep the train rolling here and win this one. We go to Class A and District 8. There's a couple of 1-3 teams, probably two teams that probably didn't think they'd be 1-3 here at this point. IKM Manning on the road to take on Tri-Center. Matt?
Well, I think Tri-Center is probably the one that's probably the most disappointed at where they're at, I guess, if you will. But if you take a look at their schedule, they've played an awfully tough schedule up to now. So last week was a tight ball game with Logan Magnolia. There are losses to Trainer and, of course, to Underwood in there. So those are tough teams. I think they're battle-tested. I think they still have the components out there on the team, the athletes, to get things done. A little more experience in there. I think just the schedule has not been in their favor. So I'm going to go with the Trojans at home, Tri-Center.
All right, one for Tri-Center. Yeah, that's what I wrote down on my sheet with big stars around it was tough schedule. They have played a really tough schedule here so far. But Michael Turner has still done a pretty good job on the ground despite the teams that they've played. He's averaging still 6.3 yards per carry, and considering who they have played, that's still fairly impressive. I think that ground game helps them get it done here, and they take down IKM Manning. Jim.
Yeah, and I would agree. It's funny, the two teams have similar rushing statistics numbers-wise, but IKM Manning just doesn't have any go-to person. I don't think anybody has more than 200 yards individually, so they've spread it around a bit. Michael Turner actually has more rushing yards than Tri-Center as a team has because the other guys who've all run the ball have all lost yardage. So he actually has more yardage than the team total. So, I mean, he's got it all. I just like having somebody you know you can lean on when times are tough, and he's been pretty good for that this year. So, yep, Tri-Center at home.
All right, so TC across the board. We go to Class 2A and District 8, the Red Oak Tigers. 4-0 on the season, on the road to take on Des Moines Christian, who comes in at 1-3. We were talking about this earlier. It's like, you know, when's the last time Red Oak was 4-0? And I don't know what the answer to that is. And when's the last time Red Oak hasn't allowed a point at this point in the season? All shutouts so far here this year for the Tigers. Pretty impressive last week, the way they were able to take care of Shenandoah. And they've got some good weapons that they've spread it around to, a number of guys that they can kind of work into the mix. This will be a good test for them, of course, in the secondary, because Des Moines Christian loves to put the ball through the air, and Tate Platt's done a pretty good job of that. You start to look at some of the comparables as far as the schedule goes, and, you know, I don't see why the Tigers aren't going to go on the road and get this one. So I'm going to take Red Oak here to get the win. Jim.
Well, I think Red Oak's shutout streak comes to an end this week. And I personally think that their win streak comes to an end this week as well. I think Des Moines Christian has played tougher competition. I think they've played a little bit tougher schedule so far. And they throw the ball around a lot. Red Oak's going to have to play on their toes all night. That's a long road trip. And it's also another homecoming. Five of the eight games on our list are homecoming games this week, by the way. And this is another one of those. So I don't know. I just think this is where Red Oak runs into a little bit of a wall.
All right. It's one there for DMC. Matt?
I'm going to go with Jim on this one. I'm going to go with Des Moines Christian as well. Red Oak's schedule hasn't been challenging for them whatsoever. And they've, you know, been putting up the points. And definitely on the ground. Des Moines Christian, I was impressed with their game against ACGC. Really, all their games have been, they've been in the ball games here, you know, down to it, except for maybe their opening one there against Pella Christian. I think Des Moines Christian, if they want to run the ball, they can if they need to, but they're going to definitely go in the air into it, which, you know, sometimes can go against them because Red Oak's going to be one of those teams that's going to grind it out and control the ball. But I'm afraid if Red Oak gets down, what's going to happen? Can they throw the ball? Because they haven't really proven that they can do that yet. So I'm going to go with Des Moines Christian.
All right. So it's a couple there for the Lions. We're going to get to our last two picks here in just a moment after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Pepsi or Mountain Dew 24 packs, just $8.88 each. 10-pound bag of Green Giant russet potatoes, only $4.88 each. And Lay's potato chips, just $4 for $8.88. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. Whole New York strip loins, just $7.99 a pound. And boneless pork shoulder roast, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into our last couple of picks here on the sheet for this week. We go to still staying in Class 2A District 8, and this is another interesting matchup here this point in the season. Clarinda, 2-2, going on the road to take on a 3-1 Green County team. Jim, who's gonna win?
Well, that's a pretty good matchup. That's kind of an interesting ball game. These two teams have both been challenged. I think they both played decent schedules. I was looking at the list of games that they've played so far. Clarinda, I think their toughest game to date, their toughest opponent anyway, has been Underwood, which is the team they lost to, a very highly ranked team. Smaller school than Clarinda, but very highly thought of. And for Green County, their toughest game was, again, I believe, ACGC, and they came out a winner in that game. So I guess just on the strength of that fact that they were able to get over the hump against what I think is probably their toughest opponent, and because they're at home, I'm going to go with Green County.
All right, one for the Rams. Matt?
I'm going to go with Green County as well. It seems like going up to Green County is just I don't know, it's just a very odd place to play, it seems like, in there. And now this week's just kind of setting up for that. But yeah, the teams are very similar. Rushing yards equal, pretty much. Passing yards equal, for the most part. So I think it's just going to come down to those defenses and who can rise up to the top. And I think Greene County, you know, they've been tested in games where they've had. They played a pretty decent schedule and have come out on top. So I think I'm going to go with the Rams at home.
All right. I'm going the other way. I think Clarinda gets this win. They played a really tough early season schedule. I know they were disappointed the way they started the season, but they've gotten back on track. I've been impressed how they bounced back. They really took care of that game against Trainer after it looked like they had a pretty good start. I think they've got enough weapons around to get this one done. So it'll be a close game, I think, but I'm going to go with Clarinda. Let's go to Class 3A at District 6. It's homecoming week here in town as well, here in Atlantic, as the Trojans will welcome in the ADM Tigers. Tigers undefeated here on the season. Matt, who's going
to
win?
Oh, I get to go first. You do. Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the Trojans. It's homecoming week. ADM across the line there. They probably don't have the size up front that they've had in the past as far as their offensive line, defensive line, but they're very physical. So that'll be one thing Atlantic will have to match up with is the physicality of them. Their defense isn't too bad in there. They got Benetti out there at one of the defensive ends, and he's a really good athlete. He's a great athlete, actually. So he'll give him some fits on the end wise. Offensively, you know, he's also a weapon there at tight end. You know, basically everything else runs through Dahl. And I can't think of what they're...
Flora,
yes. Yeah. Their quarterback there. So, you know, those are the two things. Take away some of the edge on them. And I think it's going to be pretty evenly matched. I think it's just going to be a matter of kind of who gets up early on the other team and see how they respond. So I'm going to go with the Trojans at home.
All right. One there for the Trojans. Awesome win last week there for the Trojans, by the way, in that victory over Ballard. That was a well-needed little boost there, I think, for the squad. ADM, you mentioned Aiden Flora. He's kind of done it all, both through the air and on the ground. He's got over 660 yards passing, over right at the 500 mark rushing as well, so he can do it both ways. I've been impressed looking at that schedule, though. ADM's got a couple pretty good wins in their hat here so far this year. They were able to take care of Gilbert and then had a big win here recently as well. I think their schedule's been a little bit tougher here overall. I think Atlantic is going to give them a run and give them a show, but I think ADM's got a couple too many weapons, so I'm going to go with the Tigers. Jim?
Yeah, that's a pretty powerful offense that ADM is bringing to. What's the over-under on this game? Because I'd rather pick that. Because there might be 60-some or more points scored in this game, because both these teams have the ability to move the ball up and down the field, and both of them can move it pretty quickly, actually, too. So you could see it might be a very entertaining game tonight up there at the Trojan Bowl. But, boy, that ADM team, I said, powerful offense. Aiden Flores looks like a pretty good dual threat out there at quarterback. And, you know, they're fourth ranked in 3A for a reason, I got to believe. And I know they're going to have some games later on in their schedule that they might be, you know, kind of looking down the road to. But, you know, those don't matter if you don't take care of the one in front of you. So I don't know. Just because of the explosiveness of both these teams, I kind of feel like this could be a really close, hard-fought game. But I just think ADM right now just has too many weapons on offense. So I'm going to go with ADM.
All right, another one there for the Tigers. It's going to wind things down here for us for week number 5. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you who's going to win here throughout the season. And stay tuned. We'll have that matchup there in 8-man District 10 coming up for you here on the radio. Mike Smith will be joining me for the call from Anita as Cam hosts Audubon there for that contest here tonight. Catch it on the air and watch online as well on the Cam Cougar channel. That's going to do it for another week of Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Pepsi or Mountain Dew 24 packs, just $8.88 each. 10-pound bag of Green Giant russet potatoes, only $4.88 each. And Lay's potato chips, just $4 for $8.88. Over in the meat department, we have boneless chuck roast for $3.99 a pound. Whole New York strip loins, just $7.99 a pound. And boneless pork shoulder roast, only $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.